At her home in Petaluma, Edwina Brown introduces me to her newly born daughter.
This is Lily Rose Russell. She was born on the 18th of September.
Cradling Lily in her arms, Brown talks about her family's recent move from the United Kingdom and how it affected her choice of care during her pregnancy.
Coming from the UK, where you always, basically, births are always midwife-led, it was really interesting to me to arrive in the States and realize that it really isn't like that.
The UK has about a 10% lower C-section rate than the United States. Not because the women are healthier, but because nurse midwives deliver most babies. And the assumption is they're trained to be more patient and supportive of laboring mothers in order to help them through a natural birth. Brown saw an obstetrician for several months, but switched to midwife care.
I felt that there was less room for questions and discussion about the sort of testing they were doing and how the birth would be. And, you know, I felt like there was less flexibility, whereas I felt with the midwives, it was much more supportive. You know, they wanted to listen, they wanted to understand where you're coming from, what you wanted, and they really wanted to respect your wishes.
She chose to have Lily at Marin General Hospital under the Prima Medical Group, where all pregnant and laboring mothers are cared for by nurse midwives with the backup support of an in-house obstetrician. By switching to this model, Marin General has been able to reduce its C-section rate by about 7% in 3 years. Sherry Mateo is a midwife at Marin General.
You have somebody who can support the woman's body to do what it's supposed to do naturally, and then somebody there if something happens or something doesn't go according to the normal plan to intervene very quickly and very easily.
A recently published study analyzing the effects of the staffing change and the drop in C-section rates has garnered national attention. It's part of a larger push to reevaluate how babies are born in this state and in this country.
Well, a lot of lowering the C-section rate and providing better maternity care is about sort of wholesale culture change in the clinical environment.
Stephanie Telecki is a senior program officer with the California Healthcare Foundation. The foundation will launch an effort early next year to change hospital practices with the goal of reducing the number of C-sections. That'll mean things like updated checklists, recommendations for discussions to have among healthcare teams, and providing some doctors with experienced mentors.
So it's about, you know, viewing birth as a natural process and promoting vaginal birth versus sort of over-medicalizing it and treating it sort of more as this medical condition that requires medical intervention.
Midwives are an important piece of that puzzle, she says, but right now there are not enough of them to be deployed everywhere. And that's partly because demand hasn't been high enough to encourage many people to go into that sort of training.
So I think, hopefully, while we're building that capacity, we're going to also have to think creatively about other ways of approaching the needing to have support for women in labor that are not solely reliant on midwives.
Other hospitals in the foundation's pilot program were able to cut C-section rates dramatically without employing midwives. The key thing seems to be ensuring doctors and mothers feel that they can let nature take its course without having to rush. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Menton.